Good evening. Welcome to HearingJoyment.com. Thank you for joining us tonight. We want to begin by giving a special call out and thank you to our host, Jake Weinman, for his tireless efforts on behalf of all of us, the entire enterprise of HearingJoyment.com. We also want to give a special shout out and thank you to Mitch Green for his incredible, brilliant technical assistance and overseeing all matters relating to the smooth functioning of the service of HearingJoyment.com. And likewise, we want to give a special mention to our sponsor, who has dedicated the Shir L'Zecher U'L'Ili Nishmas Manash Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, and may this Shem Han Aliyah. And as we've been doing since Simchas Torah, we want that the learning should be as a zechus for the hostages. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachamim upon them and be able to overcome this terrible nisayon, incredible, difficult situation to the families. May this learning be as a zechus for the protection, the shmira of our chayolim and our refuah shleima for all those who have been injured and for the shmira for the entire Klal Yisrael. This coming Friday, Yirtz Hashem, we have a Tainis. This coming Friday, the Tainis of Atzarah B'Teves. We know that there are four fast days, part of a series, four fast days which we commemorate, which we mourn for the Korban of Yerushalayim. First fast day is Atzarah B'Teves. Atzarah B'Teves is when the city of Yerushalayim was under siege. Let's, for the sake of simplicity, focus on the Bayis Rishon, but it really parallels the Bayis Sheni. In the time of the Bayis Rishon, on the 10th day of Teves, Melech Bavel began a siege. Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, his different people that were part of his army, they began to lay siege to Yerushalayim. This siege went on for 2.5 years, culminated in Shavasa B'Tammuz, when the army of Bavel and the Kavzdim penetrated the walls of Yerushalayim. The walls were breached, and a battle ensued for 3 weeks. Some say that it was really on the 9th day of Tammuz, but the battle went on until Tishra B'Av, the 9th day of Av. Towards the end of the day, they burnt down the Beis HaMikdash, and we commemorate the third of the series, Tisha B'Av. And then, according to most opinions, not that long after, did Nebuchadnezzar appoint Gedaliah ben Achikam to be the governor of Yerushalayim, and he can remain there with the She'eris Plato, the She'eris of Yisrael from the Churban. But on the first day of Tishrei, some say the second, some say the third, he was assassinated by a jealous individual's name was Yishmael, and with that came the end of our stay in Eretz Yisrael. Those that were still there, due to the terror of the governor Gedaliah ben Achikam being assassinated, fled to Egypt against the advice of Yirmiyahu. And there we have it. We have over here a series. Four fast days that captured the entire process of the Churban of Beis HaMikdash and our exile. The siege, the breaching of the walls, the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the assassination of the governor that was appointed upon us for us to remain there, those that survived the Churban to remain in Eretz Yisrael. These are the four different stages of the Churban, and these four different fast days are referenced in the Psukim as the Tzom Harvi, the Tzom Harvi, the Tzom HaChamishi, the Tzom HaShavi, and the Tzom HaAsiri. The fast day of the fourth month, the fast day of the fifth month, the fast day of the seventh month, and the fast day of the tenth month. The fourth month is Shavasa B'Tammuz, the fifth month is Av, the seventh month is Tishrei, Tzom Gedaliah, and the 10th month is what we will observe this Friday, Asara B'Teves. It's interesting that the last of the series, the 10th month, is really the first of the series. In other words, the order of the event starts with Asara B'Teves, but Asara B'Teves is the 10th month. So when the Pasuk enumerates the four fast days, it enumerates them in the order of the months, 4, 5, 7, 10. But when we observe the fast days, we have to keep in mind that the sequence of the chronological sequence is the fast of the 10th month, which is Asara B'Teves, is the first. That's when the siege began, and the cycle was basically a 3.5-year cycle. What's unique about Asara B'Teves is that we observe the fast even when it falls out on a Friday. And in fact, the Gemara says that if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos as well. We would not do this for any of the other fast days. The other fast days, if they fall out on Shabbos, they're pushed forward to Sunday. Even Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we observe Tisha B'Av on Sunday. We don't observe a fast day not on a Shabbos and not on a Friday. Out of respect for Shabbos, we do not generally observe a fast day on Friday. Yet, the fast day of Asara B'Teves is an exception. Even when it falls out on Friday, we observe the fast day on Friday. And if it would fall out on Shabbos, which it cannot, our calendar today is arranged in such a way where it's just not possible, but if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would observe the fast day on Shabbos. We would observe on Shabbos. And it does fall out on Friday, so we observe a Friday. And the question is why? So the simple answer is because it says in the Pasuk, the words, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. The Pasuk tells us, it uses the word in the Pasuk that on this very day did the king of Bavel lay siege to the city. It says in the Pasuk, Melech Bavel, Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim, on this very day, Pasuk used the word Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, and the usage of the word Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh in reference to this event indicates that the Nevi'im, the prophets, demanded that the day, the actual day, the calendar day, the 10th day of Teves, be observed no matter what. It's significant. And there are many explanations as to why it's significant. The most common explanation is what's called Aschalta de Parunusa, the beginning. In the eyes of Chazal, the beginning of something is significant. We know when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the new year, we make a very big deal about simonim. We're very meticulous in what we eat, what we don't eat. We don't eat nuts, because nuts is begematria chet. We eat all different types of foods, focusing and dwelling upon them, that the eating of the food should serve as a good omen for the coming year. The beginning of something is very special, very holy, significant, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference both in our frame of mind, it makes a difference in the spiritual world, which we are unfamiliar, but we have faith in the details. We're not today on the level to understand all the Kabbalistic concepts, but we are ma'aminim. We are faithful to follow the traditions of our ancestors. And there are many different dimensions to appreciating that the beginning of an event has a major impact. We all know that in English, in our language, we say you only have one chance to make a first impression. There's a lot of truth to that in the spiritual world as well. And just like in Kedusha, in Rosh Hashanah, the beginning is significant. Likewise, when it comes to the cycle of remembering the Churban of Yerushalayim. The Churban of Yerushalayim is the root, the shoresh of all of the problems we have. When the Divine Presence is resting in this world, it's a different world. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the Divine Presence left this world, the intensity of the Divine Presence left this world, the void, the vacuum, created chaos. And the chaos today is pretty thick and serious. When we come to begin the cycle of commemorating and observing the four key moments in the Churban, in the departure of Hashem's Divine Presence here in this world in a tangible way, with an intensity that we once had. The Divine Presence is still in this world. Let's not make any mistake about that. But the intensity of having it here with the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael was different. And we commemorate and we begin the cycle, the intensity of the first of the four days is greater. The Nevi'im emphasize that with the words Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on the essence of this very day. And therefore, we observe the day no matter what, no matter when it falls out. We can't push it off, manipulate it, push it to the side. I want to express an idea which I heard half of the idea one year on Tisha B'Av from a very holy rabbi, and I want to expand what he said to this coming year. The rabbi said as follows. I remember it was a year, many years ago, when Tisha B'Av fell out on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos. And in essence, what the rabbi said was that when we have a Tisha B'Av, when we commemorate the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, it's a different type of Tisha B'Av. The fasting, the mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, it's different. Because the way he explained it is that when we observe Tisha B'Av on a Sunday, we do not make Havdalah until the end of the fast. Ordinarily, Motzei Shabbos, we make Havdalah. And then we can eat. But because we're not going to eat, we can't drink the wine, so we wait. We don't make Havdalah until Sunday night. That is a rule. Until you make Havdalah, it's still Shabbos. Now, you can say the words Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, and you can say in the Shemoneh Esrei Atochon Antonu, but yet there are really three parts to Havdalah. There are three parts to Havdalah. There is Atochonein L'odom Das. You say in the Shemoneh Esrei, we embellish Atochonein with the words of Atochon Antonu. And then we make Havdalah alakos. And before that, it depends. You can also say the words Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Just saying the words Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol is a Havdalah. A higher level is davening Shemoneh Esrei and reciting Atochonein Atochon Antanu. And the ultimate severance is Havdalah alakos. And until we do Havdalah alakos, the sanctity of Shabbos lingers, even though we can do malacha, but it's still there. So this rabbi, he said that a Tisha B'Av, where we have not yet recited Havdalah, if it's Sunday, we have not yet recited Havdalah, Shabbos is still here. The sanctity of Shabbos continues all the way until Sunday night. All the way until Sunday night. The sanctity of Shabbos continues. And that makes Tisha B'Av into a holy experience. It's a mourning for the Beis HaMikdash imbued with the sanctity of the Holy Shabbos. And it creates a holiness a upgrade of sanctity in our mourning for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a unique opportunity. So I like to suggest is that this year we have something very similar from the opposite end. It is our custom that, you know, it's going to be a very unique experience is where we don't eat on Friday and we daven mincha early because we have to lay in Kriyas HaTorah and we lay in Dirush Hashem B'Matzai and then right after we begin the davening for Shabbos. And whether we like it or not, when we enter into Shabbos and we recite the bracha of Ato Kidashta, we recite the Shmona Esrei, when we recite the bracha of Ato Kidashta and Vayichulu Hashmayim V'aretz V'chol Tzva'am, and we reflect upon the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sanctified the Shemayim V'aretz, He has concluded His creation. We are reciting these holy words of Hashem's holy Shabbos in a state of fasting. We will be hungry, and we will be in a different frame of mind, a frame of mind reflecting the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, of what the world is lacking. The world is lacking. We begin the intense process, the beginning of this process of acknowledging what is missing in this world. There's something lacking. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's a process of Churban that is unfolding in front of us. And we say, Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz. We've now come and we acknowledge Hashem created the world and brought Shabbos, which is the purpose. The Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz. We feel the void, Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz. There's something that's really a portion of the Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz, and that's the Beis HaMikdash that is lacking, that is absent. And we take it with this enormous intensity that we ordinarily don't do. The only time we ever enter into a Shabbos in the state of fasting is Yom Kippur. On the holy day of Yom Kippur, we also observe Shabbos. We also observe it in a frame of mind of holiness. Now, of course, the difference Yom Kippur, we're like angels, we're fasting for an entirely different reason. But we can't let go of the fact that this coming Friday night, we have something very similar in common with Yom Kippur. We have not eaten. We are in a different frame of mind. We are bringing into the Shabbos the sanctity of the fast days, of the reflection upon the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Ordinarily you'll say that, you know, it's mourning, and we're not going to mourn on Shabbos. That's absolutely true. But there are many dimensions to what we do when we fast to commemorate the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there's a mourning, and there's a sadness, and there's an affliction. But there's also a holiness, a different dimension of holiness that is imbued into every fast day. It's not just a day when we're trying to lose weight. There's a sanctity to the fasting. And when it comes Friday night this week, we have to dwell upon that sanctity. And that sanctity is mingling with the sanctity of Shabbos. We're bringing into the Shabbos the Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz, our appreciation of the ultimate Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz, Mokoyim of where Hashem's divine presence can rest permanently here on this world together with us, with Klal Yisrael, His nation, that is the Or LaAmen. We have this here, a unique opportunity. Just like when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, the Tisha B'Av is a Tisha B'Av of sanctity because we did not yet recite Havdalah. We are imbuing the morning of the Beis HaMikdash with the sanctity of Shabbos. This year, we are imbuing the Shabbos with the sanctity of appreciating the Beis HaMikdash, the reflection upon the Beis HaMikdash, and what we're lacking. And when we say the words of Tachlis Shemayim V'aretz, it's different. It's unique experience. It does not come around very often, such as an experience. When the women are lighting candles this Friday night, they're lighting candles. Lighting of the candles, you know, it's a little bit on the aim of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the light of Shabbos, the light of Edo Shehashchina Shoyre B'Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, when they lit the menorah. And the Ner Maravi lasted from week to week. Chazal tell us this was a testimony that the Shechina is resting amongst the Jewish people. The Ner Shabbos is a me'ain of the Ner of the Menorah. And when the Noshim light the candles this Friday night, when they're fasting with a sanctity of an appreciation. Shechina is Shoyre B'Yisrael. And that mingles with the aura of Shabbos. And when likewise, we all daven and we say the Ma'ariv and we focus on creation, the purpose of creation. It's all imbued with the seriousness, the sanctity of appreciating the beginning of the cycle of the four fast days, appreciating of the Hashruas HaShechina in this world. The merit that this year, our Haskolah to the cycle, should indeed have an intensity that should go up to the highest heavens and bring for Klal Yisrael Yeshuas, Nechomais, comfort, salvation, peace, serenity, a new outlook of Yer HaShamayim, and we should merit to witness the building of the Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu, Amen. Thank you for coming and listening, and you have a wonderful week and an easy fast. Good night.